Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You are tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen or your pad or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and ready. That's all, folks. Already? Take your seats and get ready because School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, you're not, but welcome to the Big Shoe on the West Side. Get your coffee. Give me, I need some coffee.
You seem pretty caffeinated, so.
I'm caffeinated. I don't need no coffee. My name is Emerson and you're not, but welcome to School Talk on the West Side. 244-92, and you can call today, 244. Can you get this together? 244-9234. 244-9234. 244-WBDG. That's our line. You might want to call in today. I got an awesome guest in the studio. So you'll have a question about information and stuff and things that's happening on the West Side of Indiana, Indianapolis, the world. Florida, I don't care. I will talk about anything. But give us a call here at the station, 244-9234. And we might have some answers for you. Got an awesome guest, some good things happening here in the city. Bree, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How's your week been?
It's been long, but it's Friday, so.
How are students going to have a long week? You're too young.
It's been pub week for the newspaper, so we've been rushing to get stuff done.
It's been a long week.
Yeah.
I've seen you guys at work and do awesome work during publication, so it has been a long week. And so you got a debate coming up?
Yeah, tomorrow in, I think, LaPorte.
Okay, and your topic, or is there like a topic?
In for-profit prisons.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's going to sound kind of intense.
Yeah.
I got an opinion on that, but we need to do a show on that. I'm serious.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, folks don't seem to understand I'll say it. It's Emerson talking. You know, if you don't, you know, okay, this ain't my show, but I'm saying, okay, this ain't my topic. But you know, if you don't want to do what your mama said, don't want to do what your daddy says, don't want to do what your boss says, and you want to do what you want to do and go out and commit a crime, and you get into prison, you're gonna be doing what they say, and you're not gonna be liking what they say.
Right.
I know that's not good English, but hey, that's the show. We gotta do something. Oh, anyway, what's happening? What's happening with the
For boys basketball, the next game is at Terre Haute. The tip time is at 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. And for girls basketball, on December 18th, Ben Davis travels to Southport, and the tip time is also at 7:30 p.m. And don't forget, winter break is coming up December 20th through January 5th, and school reopens on January 6th. For more news, you can follow us on Twitter at WBDG or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/giant90.9. That's been another edition of The Big
Boys. Terre Haute North, huh? That was my fourth high school I went to, and that's the whole show. But playing one of my high schools that I attended, wow, and didn't graduate from, and that's once again, that's another show. So we leave that alone. But in the studio, I'm so happy. I mean, news you can use. I mean, what I'm talking about. She's in the push the magic button. Oh, yeah. 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 From the Indiana State Representative, District House 92. Ladies and gentlemen, West Side's own. Yes, she belongs to us. Good morning, Carly Macer.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing super fantastic.
High five.
High five.
And you're so right. Always so glad to have you downtown working for us here in the community. You do awesome work. You're all over the place, and we just love it. And I love when you take time out of your busy schedule. First, this is 7:30 in the morning. It is 7:30 in the morning, and you should see her. She acts like she's been up all night long, like she's just sunshine. She's just, I'm always ready to go. Energy.
Ready. Been up for a couple hours. I already got a lot accomplished, and I am excited about the rest of my day.
You got a big day
well.
Ahead of you.
Oh, yeah.
And we're so proud of you. So
thank you.
You know, congratulations. Well, first of all, congratulations on getting reelected.
Thank you
so
much.
Hey, push that magic button. Yeah. All right, good. All right, now, I know you got a lot of things you got you want to run through, but you know, old news to me. Any good news is not old news because recently you won an award for the 2014 Distinguished Public Service Award from the American Legion Department of Indiana, as well as the Disabled American Veterans Legislator of the Year Award. Congratulations!
Oh my goodness, thank you
so
much. Yeah,
I mean that is huge because really because the thing is folks should go understand that the award. 2014 legislative session, you know, what my guest did as representative, she made it, she was really solely involved and in the public law that she co-sponsored made it illegal for an employee, for an employer to discriminate against prospective employees because they are veterans. That's huge to me. I'm a veteran.
Yes.
That is huge. Tie five. Push the magic button.
Thank you.
That is huge. Yeah. Because our vets, I'm a Vietnam veteran, but this our veterans do so much, and then they come home to so much stuff when they come home, and it's just not right. And I appreciate all that you've done on behalf of our veterans.
It is an honor to do this work. Mm. It's an honor to be able to have an opportunity to make everyone's lives better, and certainly. For our veterans, I just believe we should keep our promises that we make to them.
Yeah.
And it's really the best work. And I feel like this work is important. And we are able to get things done. And this was something that this bill I'm extremely proud of. And it took a team of people, mm-hmm. great Republicans and really great Democrats as well, working together to make this happen. And I would like to say, how I would ever, as just a new legislator, mm-hmm. win such an honorable award. And, you know, I really didn't have a chance to think a lot about it. And, you know, when I really reflect on it now, I just, that is really from working together and people watching what I'm doing, not what I'm saying.
Awesome.
And it's a real honor. So thank you so much.
2014 Distinguished Public Service Award from the American Legion, Department of Indiana, as well as Disabled American Veterans Legislator of the Year Award. That is huge in my book. Now, I don't care what y'all say. Emerson said it, and I'm sticking to it because I love my vets. I got a free haircut this year. My first time I took advantage of some of the veterans during Veterans. I got a haircut. It was pretty cool. And I went to Denny's, and I'll say Denny's. Went to Denny's, got me a breakfast. The first time I've really done something like that, you know, on Veterans Day, it was kind of cool. But anyway, so much for that and this and that. But say, you got so much. What's up with the, give me a legislative update, if you can, in a few minutes or something.
Well, I can tell you, of course, you know, we all pay attention a little bit to the media and some mm-hmm. of the changes that are happening with yeah. education. And mm-hmm. that's probably the biggest, personally, for me, and I think for a lot of people in this state. And, of course, our great public schools. You know, we really have to watch this very, very closely. Mm-hmm. So, number one, I would certainly say that's a really big part. Knowing that this is a budget year too. Yeah. You know, there's a lot that you really need to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so interesting. Something I get really a lot of emails and calls about is alcohol sales on Sunday. It is
pro-con?
Really both. But I would say most of our constituents that we have here, a majority of them that reach out to me really feel that this is something that we should really move forward on. And then,
wow.
of course, for the small business owners, mm-hmm. they are not near as in favor of that. So it's a very, very interesting time. And I do believe that this is a bill that might get heard this year and we wow. may see some movement on this. So
interesting, because if we had a political debate, I'd probably be on the nay side, because saying going against something like that, because my dad was an alcoholic, you know, I just said, you know, and I didn't really even when the state fair said that they were going to sell alcohol, I was against that, you know, and I guess they did pretty good last year, but you know, that's just me, y'all. That's just me. I'm not in the public office. So I'll just vote in my.
Well, you know, I personally don't think that this is a big of a topic as mm-hmm. as it's made out to be,
mm-hmm.
as a real interest, if you really ask a lot of people about it. But for the people who are, you know, their voices
yeah,
do matter.
That makes sense.
And, you know, this is something that they really believe in or don't believe in. And so it's always very important to make sure you're a good listener doing this job.
In education, will there be, okay, I heard on the news when the governor talked about doing away with a certain education committee, and then maybe doing away with a certain political position at the education. Would that line up end up on the floor? That type of discussion.
Oh, sure. Sure. Of course, as you know, Emerson, you know, the most important thing is you have to have it heard in a committee before it ever could go to the floor. So that's why these chairman positions, I certainly believe that the chairmans of our committees play a very, very, very important role. Mm-hmm. And it is really up to them, as well as, you know, the Speaker of the House and other people that play a role, but to see if we can even get our bills heard. Okay. If you can't get your bill heard, it's certainly not going to be on the House floor. But I would guess this will be on the House floor.
Wow.
Sure.
That's going to be interesting.
It will be very interesting.
Watch the news on that one, folks, because you're an education guru, because all of our kids are affected by this. That will be something to watch, the education news that comes out of the State House. Anything else?
Well, I believe there's the personal property tax, that for the business property tax. We've got to look at that a little bit. I believe, too, that that's something that could really hurt public safety in our schools. You know, there's that to look at. A lot of talk about the commuter tax. The commuter tax. That is interesting. It is paying, of course, for people who would live outside of Marion County.
Coming in.
That's right.
Because now when they work here and get a paycheck,
right,
they pay state taxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
They pay local taxes?
They pay, their taxes are in their community.
County.
Right. So what is being proposed so that we can work on infrastructure and all of the needs that we have where, of course, a lot of people work is, you know, also a very big topic. It is certainly one of the big ones that I know that the Indy Chamber is pushing. And, you know, it is something that I would guess may make an appearance.
Pay where you work. Ooh.
Yes.
That's going to be interesting.
Sure.
Because you pay state taxes for your state, then you pay your home taxes for your home county, but you don't pay any type of tax in the county that you're working, unless you get a ticket. That's not a tax, y'all.
No.
Just kidding.
Yes, so those are a few things that I expect to certainly come up. And then there's always the unexpected as well. So we know that, you know, we still have a lot of issues that we face for the children in our state.
Yeah.
Some of the work that I'll be working on is domestic violence. And, of course, we have a lot of people who have really put a lot of focus into that. And then my good friend, Christina Hale, Representative Hale, is doing a lot of great things when we talk about the rate of sexual assault here in our state for young girls and what we are doing more about that issue and really holding our colleges accountable as well for sexual assaults and looking into that in a much more detailed way. And it is really ridiculous. Yeah. And we just cannot stand for that anymore.
I agree.
So we've got many things. I could probably sit here and think of lots of things, but certainly there's always the surprises that will come up as well. But I really want everyone to know that I really feel like, as crazy as it is sometimes what we hear about, we really do. There's a lot of things that we get accomplished, and it's really those times that we are not agreeing, which is why we're there. We're there to debate these issues. This is part of my job, and you know, but I really do think that 90% of the time, which people don't hear about, why I always invite people to come and spend a day with me, because you will see that these people that I work with are also my friends. And family.
Right.
And it is important to know that at the end of the day, when we're not talking about politics immediately, we're talking about our families and you know, going home safely and what we have going on over the weekend and, you know, all the normal things you would with your coworker. So I really do respect the people that I work with, and it's on both sides of the aisle. And we get a lot done, more done than what people realize.
Give me 30 seconds, y'all. We're going to clear the board. I'm going to talk about something that's very important to me, because I just realized I'm a senior citizen. So we'll come back. We'll talk more about that when we come back in 30 seconds on School Talk.
How important was that text? Texting and driving. Let's not.
Welcome back to School Talk. As we talk to District 92 NEA State Representative Carly Macer, and she's been busy, folks. I mean, recently she spent some time at Chapel Rock Christian Church with some very special people, and I understand she had so much fun at the Cyber Seniors documentary viewing party. So I said it. Tell my folks more. What's Cyber Seniors? What's it all about?
Well, first of all, it's an amazing program. It is an opportunity to really work on this generational gap, mm-hmm. the largest generational gap that we've ever had. And it's really through technology. This started off with two sisters that were in high school that started this project. And it was really, it came out of their own grandparents' story and realized that the connection that they were able to have being so far away from their grandparents, that they realized what it really brought them together. And they learned very quickly to utilize their Facebook and Instagram and some things like emails. And so they were the ones who started out and decided. Their mom, who had been in the senior business for years, mm-hmm. helped them with a documentary. And throughout this journey that they were on, connecting seniors with students, connecting with students, yes, coming into the retirement communities. And of course, the if you go on YouTube, and certainly there are some great videos there, because it is really that connection that you will see in the story with the students' lives and the seniors, and really how much we have in common and how much, how important it is that friendship has nothing to do with age.
Wow.
And it's very important. But throughout this documentary, one of the things that was really touching to me is, unfortunately, the young lady who started the documentary mm-hmm. with her sister was diagnosed with cancer, as well as her grandfather was at the same time. Two who really started this. But what was wonderful about it is they were both doing well by the end of the documentary.
Awesome.
Not to spoil anything.
Hey.
But throughout their journey, that they were able to go through that together, even though they were so far away. And to see what, I take care of seniors. I have the honor of taking care of seniors. I work in an amazing retirement community, mm-hmm. which is the West Side Garden Plaza. And just the lives of seniors, they want to be involved in our communities and mm-hmm. want to be involved with their students and want to find ways to make our lives better and their lives better in our communities. This is one of the ways that we can do something together that is so natural.
Yeah.
And of course, they're really good at it too. It just doesn't take long at all. And one of my favorite things is, of course, there's a lot of love mm-hmm. that happens in retirement communities, and there's a lot of connections that people make on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
And it is so much fun to watch. But certainly what we are going to be doing is we're going to continue to work on this program mm-hmm. and connect our schools to our seniors and our community. And it's already started and a really great kickoff. But what's exciting is this is just the beginning.
Wow.
We're working on ways to find great connections in our community, because we believe that our seniors, they are one of the best parts of what we've been doing. The history, their storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What they bring to our lives is really incredible. But it's important to show honor and respect, because I believe when you put that out there, it comes back.
What freaks me out about this is, like, my mom, she passed in 2004, and did a little digging. My mom, she put everything on VCR tapes, all the news shows. So if she was living now, she would have a ball on Facebook. Because I think in 2004, the internet was just really coming on board after a system called Friendster. I don't know if you folks remember that, called Friendster. They said it was internet was a college version of Friendster in 2004. And to imagine how far we came now, and I can imagine see the individuals into a retirement community, communicating on Facebook, making friends and comments and poking each other.
It is the most fun thing. And of course, you know, just the connection to be able to Skype with your,
yeah.
that's one of the wonderful things too, to be able to see your grandchildren and to have, again, a connection through technology is just an undeniable opportunity.
It does.
And they do a lot of emailing is probably just as important, but certainly the games that you can play,
right, exactly.
Just the research. It's like, what's fun is anything you want to know about. Just tell me what you want to know about it, and let's put it in and see what happens.
Yeah.
And so before you know it, just like ourselves, you can be. It's 2 hours later, and you're like, wait,
exactly.
I've got it. But, you know, it's really about making the connection. Just being in the senior business for the past 12, 13 years, just realizing that, again, age has nothing to do with friendship. And we talk about the most ridiculous things sometimes, but it matters. Their lives matter. Our lives matter. And together, we're always going to be more powerful. So,
and what's crazy about it is, and this is really crazy, as I was doing the story and doing some research, and the target market is seniors. I'm 60 years old. I don't feel 60 years old. I really don't, only in the morning. But I don't feel 60 years old. And it's like my mind is fresh. I'm eager. I want to learn more. I got so much vigor and energy. And I can just see somebody trying to take that away from me. And one thing about the internet and knowing the computer is a power, you control it. No one can tell you what to do. You control. You can go where you want to go out there in the cyber world and learn what you want to learn and make connections with your family members and communicate. And you feel like, hey, I'm part of the world now. I'm significant again. This is, and I understand the movie, the documentary, I think it airs on January 16th. What I read so far, January 16th, the documentary airs, and they're having viewing parties all over the world about it, because it is so huge. Because senior citizens don't need to be afraid of technology.
That's right.
It's their friend.
That's right. It is. I mean, it's intimidating for a lot of people. You know, of course, if you have not, if that's not been a part of your life, I think what I hear sometimes just over the years, always having Wi-Fi for many years, and of course, helping many seniors with email, but also they're my Facebook friends.
There you go.
So just knowing that even, you know, for a typical, I mean, it's kind of a scary thing at first, but immediately, after a few steps, as we all know, after a very few steps, it does quickly fades that insecurity of worried that you're going to break this machine for one.
Is there a fear of someone who's looking at me?
There is, and we do talk about all those things. Those are very important things to talk about. That is a question they hear a lot about technology, that it's unsafe, and that's something also that, you know, being mindful of their information as we help them is a very big part of it as well. That's something that, you know, that's a huge part. So, but definitely. Yeah. That goes along. That piece of education goes along with the, of course, other great part, which is the great things about technology. So, but there's always questions about it. Mm-hmm. But certainly, if anything, I see more enthusiasm and excitement, really. And of course, can you imagine, you know, getting a Facebook request from your grandpa that's 89 years old? You know, and what I've already seen is the kids. Of course, they're, you know, grandma's like, well, now, I don't think she should have that picture on there. And of course, so I'm sure there is certainly some young people today that you can't refuse grandma after a while, right?
Exactly.
Yes. So,
or she'll block you.
But I believe grandma, if she's telling you something, she's probably right anyway. So,
Twitter and Pinterest. I mean, especially if they like furniture and
cooking on YouTube videos.
Yeah.
On YouTube is huge. All of that is really big. And if you get a chance to really look at this on YouTube, Cyber Seniors, just the clip, you will see. Oh, some of the funniest videos that are on there that they've created, a variety of things. But literally, just the humor is the other big part of this. So
the word is a heartwarming, humorous feature. just documentary, and then I know I can relate to it. And I think about my mom, how she would go bonkers over all the technology that we have nowadays. So I can imagine these individuals on YouTube, how they're acting, because it's like Christmas all over
that's
again.
Right. Especially with photos.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to be able to have your photos, that's one of the things, especially for some of my veteran friends, mm-hmm. you know, to scan and some of their photos on there for, you know, that's something, you know, as young people too, that, you know, it's just another way to talk about your experiences in life. And sometimes, as we know, it's can be easier over the internet as well. So exactly.
That's a lot of talking, because there's a lot of things you can do. Like, you know, we only got a couple minutes left, but shopping online, banking online, digital photos, buy and sell on eBay. Because the seniors need to be careful, because they might go out and say, well, I like that. And then they go grab
their
credit card.
Oh, I've seen that happen.
Here they are buying something that they didn't knew. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes, I have seen that happen. So you can't stop them. They're wildcats.
For yourself, people out there, you got a brand new market to sell. Let's go cyber. Well, they already go on cyber during the holidays. You know, Cyber Monday, Cyber Wednesday.
Oh, yes, they do that, too. They shop online. Absolutely. But we are just wanting to certainly enhance that and max that out and make sure that the seniors in our community feel valued and also wonderful ways that we can connect with them and they can help make our community better as well.
It is better because as far as connections, especially when we make a difference in your community and they want to touch you guys downtown at the state capitol, and you know, they can email you. You know, they can send you an email or a tweet, you know, whatever it might be, once they learn more technology.
Or a text even as well. They do text a lot, too.
You know? Because the fax machine, a lot of folks don't have fax machines in mind. I got one at home. I still got a fax. Some folks still fax, you know, but, you know, when you want instant communication, a little bit fast communication, you're jumping on that computer. And this is an awesome program. I'm so glad you're involved.
Thank you so
much. You
have
the right personality for it.
Oh, I'm extremely excited. And I will tell you, outside of this program, we are connecting our seniors here to the Career Center in our community. They've been over a little bit. I know that we've had a few news stories about that. But what's wonderful is bringing over some of our seniors to help with our cosmetology, the culinary arts program. And certainly, Mr. Goins, I'm going to talk a little bit to him too, because I need some help videoing some of these great YouTube videos, and would like to talk more about the students, about how we can, I mean, everyone can play a role in some way or another, and just looking forward to making the connection here as well, and also some of our local colleges. So we're going to be everywhere.
That's an awesome connection, because seniors, and I'll just say it, y'all, because I'm a senior citizen, we got a wealth of knowledge. We really do.
Yes.
Seniors really got a wealth of knowledge. And when it comes to information, and like young folks can pick the brains, and they went, wow, he was born there. Y'all had what? Black and white, no TV, outhouses?
That's right.
We couldn't, what? You know, and now you can just pick the brains and teach, and then you can see that light go off of the individual when they learn something new. And that's the young person I'm talking about.
That's exactly.
They're like going out learning something new older person. So that's awesome partnership. Mm-hmm. Well, you do great things. Folks, email, they can contact you.
Absolutely.
We're talking about that. Your email is?
My email is h92@in.gov. And of course, you can find me on Facebook and on Twitter at Carly Macer.
And you can Google all day long.
Yes, you can.
99 pages of Google information. Because you've been busy with the Air 31 criminal justice.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You're all over that also. You're all over a lot of stuff.
Oh, I'm doing the best. And I will tell you real quick, my committees before we finish up is I'm, of course, very honored to get to do anything at the State House. But certainly, I will tell you, to be the ranking member for the Veterans Affairs and Public Safety again.
Hey.
And, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pump it up.
What?
take it.
Of course, exciting to be the new ranking member for our team for Commerce, Small Business, and Economic Development. What? I can just tell you right now.
Yeah, I know one thing. Next time you have another business, a small business.
Absolutely.
We want to know.
Yes.
I missed this last one.
Yes.
I missed the one in September.
It's amazing. And then, of course, family, children, and human affairs. That's something that's just in my heart.
Wow.
I have been a CASA and represent kids in the courtroom and have had the luxury of having children live with me and being a part of the system and And so it feels good to be a part of that.
That's awesome.
And, of course, an opportunity for great leadership to have a seat at the table and to be able to have a word in about the policies that we're making for the state of Indiana. I just couldn't be more excited.
Well, you're doing it right.
And I'm having the best time.
In the words of the late, great William G. Mays, one of his favorite quotes was, do it right the first time.
That's right.
And you are doing it right. Oh, now you got a second time around to do it again. You got second, you're reelected, so it's your second term. Am I correct?
Yes, it is.
So you did it right the first time, and they saw you did it right, and they brought you back some more for some more stuff. Oh. I'm so proud of you.
I thank you so much. Yeah, everyone's a part of this, so it's not just me. It's all of us that are doing this. I just get to be the voice up there talking about it. So
we got the right person.
Oh,
all right,
thank
high
you.
Five. All
what?
Right. Hey, the big window, anytime you got something going on, I don't care what my show is, you got permission to bum rush my show. Call in 244-9234. Anytime you want to call in, we'll take the call because you got good stuff going on that
Thank
our folks
you.
Need to know.
Thank you so much, right. Emerson. And certainly, I'm so excited about the program here and am a huge supporter. I think all of you know my son was in the amazing radio program,
yes,
went on to Ball State and doing his thing. But it's a wonderful experience that our students have, and to have great leadership here too makes it even extra better. So thank you so much.
Now we know why Cal was so good, because his mama wasn't going to stand for nothing less. Take me out of here to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat like Harley Mason. She's the right copycat. Copy that cat. Copy, copy, copy. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I just can't stand sagging. Can't stand it, Carla. Can't stand it. I'm sorry, I get carried away. I just can't stand no sagging off. It just drives me crazy. Views best on schools on Desert Views from NC Wayne Township. Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. The Emerson Views. See you next week, guys. Go top.